Hello.
Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about some local issues. Can you be so kind, share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in Texas, sir?
Yes.
Sir, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Democrat.
Thank you, sir. And this November elections, which way are you more likely to vote? For Kamala Harris as president, Colin Albrecht running against Ted Cruz for Texas Senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas? Or will you vote for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates if they are better? Which one more likely for you to vote? Which way?
Most likely Democrat.
Okay. And you say you were a Democrat, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Kamala Harris is president. Okay. Which of the following seven reasons the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote at the 2024 elections and vote for Democratic candidates? Is it to stop Texas' extreme abortion bans? Or is it because you stopped Donald Trump and his MAGA followers? Or to stop Texas, show me your papers, law, allowing local police to stop any vehicle, person they consider suspicious, and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them, or because to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayers' money for our private schools' vouchers, or to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable, or to address gun violence and mass shooting with common sense gun laws, raise the age to 21 for assault weapons, and restrict guns if they have a mental illness history, or to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable. Which one would be the biggest motivation for you?
Actually, all of the above.
Right.
But, since I'm thinking about buying a house, probably the last one.
Okay. Is to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable? Okay.
And, yes.
And which would be the biggest motivator for you? You know, that would be the first one. The second one is abortion bans, to stop Donald Trump and MAGA, to stop the Show Me Your Papers law, or to support public schools by diversion. If you have to pick another one, or to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable in Texas, because that has been a lot of problems.
Yeah, it has been. Number two and number three.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, moving right along. In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? First one, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and health care decisions, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk, or require forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11, or fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of the state to get a legal abortion. Now, which one of these is the five is the worst things about Texas anti-abortion, if you have to pick one?
Probably the first two you said.
That punishes doctors who perform medically? Would that be the one?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that one and then the next one.
Okay. The next one was takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. That one?
Yes, that one as well.
Thank you, sir. And, sir, your gender, just for statistical purpose only, so it can be in the record, male or female or other?
Okay, say that again, I'm sorry?
Yes, I'm sorry, sir. Your gender. What's your gender? Just for statistical purpose only, for the record? Male, female,
I'm a male.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure talking to you. Sir, can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay. Now, do you consider yourself to be either a Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry? Yes or no?
No, I'm African-American.
Thank you, sir. That was the next question. Do you be, consider yourself to be, okay, you say African-American. Do you have at least one college degree that require 4 or more years to obtain? A yes or no?
I'm almost finished college, but I've got three plus. Not
okay,
four.
So we can record that as a yes.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, because you're almost done, right? Congratulations
to
that one. A big accomplishment. Now, sir, finally, can you mark yes or no if you had regularly used each of the following to get your news or entertainment? How about Twitter, known as X, TikTok, or Instagram? Yes or no? No?
No. No.
Okay. YouTube, the TV, do you get your news or entertainment from there?
Sometimes entertainment, but not news. I know it's just people's opinions on YouTube.
Right, they call it news now, right? Now, sir, how about the TV channels, Fox or Fox News or OAN? Do you get your news or entertainment from any of them? Yes or no?
Not Fox News, no. Okay. Definitely not them.
How about TV streaming like Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount? Get your news or entertainment for any of them? Yes or no?
I get my entertainment from Prime Video sometimes, but I get my news from, I usually watch KSAT.
Yeah, yeah. So on that one, Dan, you don't get your news or entertainment from Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount? Is that a no or a yes?
That's a no because I don't have them.
I understand. How about Facebook or Meta? Do you get your news or entertainment from Facebook?
No, not at all, no.
TV channels like MSNBC or CNN, yes or no?
CNN and MSNBC, I'll get the news to them. Sometimes, not often.
Right, I think when you do some surfing, probably to the channels, I believe. Well, sir, can I record your answer as a yes? Since you get your news sometimes from those two, will that be okay so we can finish?
It'll be fine, yes.
All right. Sir, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Very kind of you for helping me. It's been a pleasure, okay? You enjoy the rest of the weekend. Bye-bye, sir.
And you as well. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay.